Hello there, precious child of God. You're welcome to another life-changing message from Reverend Sidney Almenza. Today, the man of God continues his series titled Spiritual Warfare. This is part two. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, indeed, you are a faithful God. We bless you for what you're about to do tonight, to teach us, to equip us, in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord, you speak to our heart, you speak to our mind, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and hallelujah. Good evening, church. I'm happy to see you. Hallelujah. Amen. Those that are online and those that are in-house as well. God bless you for joining the Believer Service. Hallelujah. I happened to chance on a video and a guy bought a coconut in a train, and the train was, you know, immediately he bought a coconut, the train was moving. So, you know, it was through the window and they put a straw in the coconut. He was trying to, you know, pull the coconut through the window and he couldn't, and the air blew the straw away, and everybody was laughing at him because now he was holding, he couldn't let the coconut go away. The way I laughed, I was like, you know, as if it be yesterday. You know, sometimes you just laugh your head off. Praise the Lord. We want to continue our series on spiritual warfare. And tonight we want to look at six seasons of prayer. Last week we looked at six seasons of temptation. And tonight we want to look at six seasons of prayer. Six seasons of prayer. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 to 20. I want to thank God for the men and women of God that are here as well. God bless you. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 to 20. King James Version. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It's 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak. Praise the Lord. Can we read, church? Let's read Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Church, let's read together.
Be wary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
If we faint not. We remember the words of the Lord to Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. Same King James. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. It says that, and the Lord said to Simeon, behold, Satan had desired to what? To have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Somebody says sift. In 32 he says that, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Hallelujah. For the next little while I feel the urgency in the spirit to continue to bring to your mind that indeed we are all in spiritual battle. Praise the Lord. And that in this spiritual battle we are not supposed to quit. Somebody say, I'm not supposed to quit. And there is no rest. There is absolutely no rest or relief in this spiritual battle. There's nothing like rest or relief. You know, it's strange when somebody, you know, gets an invitation to the U.S. and everything works somewhere and the person stays there. And even where we call it that the system is working and everything working, is not going on well for that person. And you track the patterns of the person and the family they're in, and you realize that there is a spiritual battle. However, there is an importance in knowing the devices of the devil and the remedies that the Lord Jesus Christ has provided for us and everybody that is involved in battle. And tonight I want to show you the six seasons that we go through when it comes to prayer. Someone say prayer. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. It says that lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of what? Of his devices. I repeat it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage for us, for we are not what? Ignorant of his device. Somebody say, I am not ignorant. Last time reminded you of the devices of the devil and what kind of devices the devil uses and the kinds and types of temptation in their season. And last week I said that the first season of temptation take place immediately you get converted, be a born again Christian. That is the first thing, because the enemy comes in and then they are friends and other things. The second season takes place when the plane of life settles in us. And last week I said that the third season takes place when we are about to embark on what? A great victory. Praise the Lord. And the fourth season I said that will take place when the devil put object near us. And the fifth season, I said that when we receive greater grace or great grace. Am I communicating? And the sixth season of temptation, I said, will take place when we are at the hour of death. So with that in mind, we are considering the devices of the enemy. And I can now point to you one of the remedies that the Lord has provided for us when we go through these seasons of temptation. And one of the remedies that the Lord has provided for us is prayer. Someone say prayer. Someone say prayer. Prayer always, or pray always with all kinds of prayer and supplication. All kinds of prayer. All kinds of prayer. All kinds of prayer. And what? Supplication. Just as there are seasons of temptation, there are seasons of what? Of prayer. Somebody say seasons of prayer. But this prayer is not just any kind of prayer. It is the prayer that is mixed with fasting. And that is why, God willing, next week we are zooming or entering into your Christmas is over. Hallelujah. Your new year is over. Your days of chicken, beef, yam, coconut, all those things, ice cream and all that is over. Praise the Lord. We are moving into what? A season of fasting. But the truth is that the kind of prayer that will help you in seasons like this is a prayer that has to do with fasting. Prayer plus what? Fasting. Am I communicating here? So it's a mixed thing. You mix your prayer with what? Fasting. And anytime someone decides to set time to go into a place of prayer, I'm telling you, extraordinary things happen. Anytime that you set your mind that you want to go into a place of prayer and not prayer alone, prayer and fasting, extraordinary things, what they do happen. Am I communicating here? Now, the six seasons of prayer, we have to understand that we need to give ourselves to prayer and not prayer alone. But primarily, the first thing you need to focus is on prayer. Am I communicating here? That means that you need to take time out of your busy job. Some of us, we are very busy, very busy. No time for prayer. We are very, very busy. But that means that you need to, if you are moving into a season of prayer, then you need to take time or set aside time for prayer. Praise the Lord. Because prayer is what? A discipline. Write it down. Prayer is a discipline. You see, it's a discipline because you cannot just say, even acts of the people that are great in prayer, there are times where if they are not disciplined enough, they cannot go into a place of prayer. Sometimes The Lord speaks to me and say, pray with this family for a month, or pray with these people for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, from maybe three times in a week. And consistently, I have to do that, because it's a discipline. I need to discipline myself to make sure that when my body is tired, I will still pray. Somebody say it's a discipline. Because it is very challenging. And how many of us know that? It's very, to make time to pray is challenging. Look at how our world is now. Even here in Ghana, you cannot discipline yourself to pray. Can you imagine when you are chasing after the dollar? When you are moving from one job to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. Praise the Lord. So this time I was speaking with a woman in the U.S. She said, "Ozo Fujayo." She said, "Paibo phone you know mu free Ghana babri tiri yomu mumpai yomu yomu mumpai." Minimum power with giant Bible. They are chasing after Benjamin Franklin. Hallelujah. So we have to prevail over ourselves. And to prevail over ourselves, there is something called spiritual laziness. Somebody say spiritual laziness. Spiritual laziness can set in. And when spiritual laziness set in, then there is a battle of restlessness. Battle of restlessness, a battle that takes our focus of prayer. Okay, there is absolutely nothing that God cannot do. Am I communicating here? Prayer can often than not be, or often is a discipline that can help your soul. You look at somebody that has no prayer in his or her life. Why? When sometimes when you are speaking to the person, as a man of God, you can tell of the weight, the spiritual weight of the person. There is absolutely no connection between him and the Father. And him and the Father, I mean him and our Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. So if it takes of making a prayer list, some people have prayer cards and prayer list. Some of them have stick, you know, at the back of their door and all that. Some people say, when I'm going to sleep, I can't pray. Print Psalm 91, put it at the back of your door, or stick it somewhere where you can see it and pray. I've said that you don't need any spiritual atmosphere. Am I communicating? And that is one of the things, I'll repeat again, this is illumination, one of the things that we've not seen yet, that all the time we want, you know, we want some atmosphere, we want some music to play, we want something. No. Am I communicating here? So even prayer guides, you know, can be something that can help us. And I know that we can do it. But in the end, we have to prevail. Somebody said, I have to prevail. What do you have to prevail over? You have to prevail over laziness. You have to prevail over restlessness. You have to prevail over a weak spiritual life. You have to prevail over tendency to doubt. Some of us, we have doubted God to the extent that there is no desire to pray or even fast. With 10 prayer requests now, dear my uncle, because bahukran tiki entino unjinyami ndibiem. But I've taught you that God answers in three dimensions. Wait, yes, no. Hallelujah. We need to prevail over carnality and worldliness. We need to prevail on personal situations and trials. There was this time I went to a shop and the lady was watching, you know, this telling of her, the one they speak English, they have by force, they've interpreted it into three, or, you know, but the thing is in some language, some Mexican language, it's telenovela. So you see a white man is speaking to you, are wondering, how is that possible? That people have interpreted it, you know. You see a white man, Occident, and you see a white man, say Occident, you realize that somebody is interpreting it behind. And how people are disciplined that every 7 p.m. or 7:30, I will not miss it. It's serious, man. So disciplined that I will not miss it. But the man in born 9 p.m. to 9:30. We need start be kum sisiya. Have you asked yourself? Praise the Lord. I have heard people even yawn on our prayer meetings. They are very tired. They cannot even several times. They can't even hide it. Le mala. Jehovah, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord. We need to prevail over people, and we need to prevail over the devil. All of these things, they prepare you to come into a place of what? Prayer. All of these things I've mentioned, because we are in spiritual battle and we must pray. I'm saying that just as there are six seasons of temptation, there are six seasons of prayer. Hallelujah. And neither of them is exhaustive. There are, you can do your own personal studies. There are more of it like that. But I want to give you these six seasons of prayer. One, a season of great difficulty, or in season of great difficulty. So the first season of prayer is when you are in a season of great personal difficulty. And this is probably the easiest motivation that we have to pray. Mebwa, when you are in difficulty, it's the easiest motivation that you have to pray. Is that not how we say? You don't need a motivation from your pastor to tell you that pray. That will be the first time you locate the anointing oil you were given in church. You don't know even where you put it. So the first season of prayer, and the easiest of it all, and that's the number one, the easiest of it all is when you are in great what, difficulty. And most often than not, in our Christian work, we are faced with mountains that will impede our progress. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. He says that, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, and those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have soever he saith. Verse 24, he said, therefore I say unto you, whatever things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall what? Shall have them. There are massive mountains that God can remove in our life, and I believe God can remove in our life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And these massive mountains that God can take from our life, or God will call us to these mountains for us to see, is number one, we need to come in a place of repentance in prayer. Sometimes we are too proud. Praise the Lord. That we call prayer meetings, people don't come because they are very proud. That for me, I am my own bishop in my house. I can do my own all night. I don't need you. Praise the Lord. We have been called to separate ourselves from the system of this world. We have been called to bear our cross. We have been called to mortify our sins. We have been called to submit. We have been called to evangelize. If we understand these things, even in a place of prayer, it's enough. I was telling somebody, he said, I'm short of prayer topics. I said, let me give you some. Pray for me. Pray for my work. Pray for me alone, 15 minutes. Pray for my work, 15 minutes. Pray for my mother. Pray for my father. Pray for my children. Pray for my wife. Pray for my cousins. Pray for my grandfather. Pray for my grandfather. Pray for my MD, my managing director. I'm telling you, you can pray for everything. Am I communicating here? But sometimes the most challenging mountains of all that rise within our souls is very important. But we need to give time and faith and persistence, if we need to come through with God. Because this stronghold, it takes what? Persistence. Am I communicating here? Am I teaching? And it is the season of difficulty that prayer must prevail in the church. If a church is going through a season of difficulty, it is prayer. It is only what? Prayer. Someone say prayer. And what about the difficult time that Esther had to contend with. Now watch this. Esther had to go through. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to begin to pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Just pray. Let's pray. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, just pray. Thank you, Lord.
Imaru kabrantamania shibrantamania.
Thank you, Jesus.
Imarande me sebal enemanua rikamari antone grepeni mashaba. Le marando ko baria shabrantamani bebere shibrantena. Ime le brantuno ko baria antene me kebali antana.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Esther had a difficult time. Imagine she was approaching the king without an invitation. Praise the Lord. He was approaching the king without... That was the most difficult time that Esther could find herself. And her people were already under threat. Her people were already in a place where they could be what? They could be annihilated by one man, Haman. But yet, she takes the challenge of her life and goes to a time of prayer and fast. Why don't you take the challenge of your life? That in a season of prayer... That when you find yourself in a place of difficulty, you go through prayer and fasting. And that was what Esther did. She was determined that this one day, all die be die. Praise the Lord. That is a matter of what? Of life. And she could not hold her peace. She had to move to a season of difficulty. But in moving to a season of difficulty, she also moved to an arena of prayer. She moved through what an arena what of prayer. Listen, I've seen what prayer can do. Now you have to notice that God did something for Esther when she went through what a place of fasting and prayer. God moved. Did he not move? Oh, come on, talk back to me. Did he not move? God moved. Hallelujah. And everything that I believe that Esther listed for God, God answered. So the Bible says in Esther chapter 4 verse 16, it says, Esther said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Someone say Shushan. He said, fast ye for me. Fast ye for me. Praise the Lord. Fast ye. He didn't say fast for itself. He said, fast ye what? For me. Because baby, I know Kono. If Esther died, it means that all of them would, they die. Praise the Lord. How many of you have fasted for your pastor before? To leave your food and fast for your... God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. That this week, no bread and butter is for pastor. I'm fasting for him. No. You are fasting for you. You are selfish. Fasting for your breakthrough. Praise the Lord. It says, fast ye what for me, and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. I also have thought about this fasting and prayer, you know, night and days. And it says that I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to what to the law. If I perish, if I die, I die. Hallelujah. Have you ever been there before? Let me ask you, have you been in a season of difficulty before? Sincerely, when your only resort that you can rely on is prayer. Your only resort is prayer. Praise the Lord. When you are in a season of difficulty, the only resort is what? Is prayer. Number two, seasons of prayer is in seasons of great darkness. Seasons of great darkness. The first season of prayer is when you are in a season of great what? Personal difficulty. Number two, the second season of prayer is when you are in great darkness. And we have all had to endure times when we were in the dark. No light can be found anywhere. You were actually in the dark. And the key understanding here, or what we need to look at, is about the godliness of Daniel. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 9 verse 3. It says that I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and what? Supplication. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer. Did you hear seek? It says what? To what? Oh, come on, say with me. To what? To seek by what? Prayer. Ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall what? Find. To seek by prayer and what? Supplication. With fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So Daniel was in a dark place and he could not understand the very mysteries of God. But all that changed in his life was for him to appeal with prayer and fasting. Last week he fasted, the whole of the week. Your first quarter fasting and prayer, you have to be here. Fahushim, hallelujah. Amen. I have taught here, when you start fasting, you see, your head will start paining you. And the devil will say, you die. He'll start showing you coughing. You start having dream, you see, a guy is dead. And you see someone is telling you, akwesi na dem na akwesi, akwesi. So we notice that the vehicle that, you know, that God used to answer Daniel is in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 13. And let's look at the vehicle that the answer comes through. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 13. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou did set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. 13. Let's read together, verse 13.
But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia.
With the kings of what? Persia. And there are some who are still hesitant to believe that we are still in spiritual battle. Look at that scripture there. Praise the Lord. I'm encouraging you now than ever before that you need to keep the faith you are, because we are in a dark times and we cannot just do with prayer and fasting. So I want to admonish you, keep on praying, keep on fasting. Say, keep on praying, keep on fasting. God has a way of working it. I'm saying God has a way of working it out. Praise the Lord. Listen, we don't worship angels. Hallelujah. We don't worship angels. But there are times where God uses angels and visit people and blesses people. Am I communicating here? We understand from here the numerous events that took place in the Bible. I mean, there are so many occasions where angels came into the scene. The Bible says that when Jesus was tired, it says that the angels, they came to strengthen him. Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. So there are many occasions and times in the Bible. I can give you a lot of scriptures, but let me just give you, two. Exodus 33, verse 2. Is it there? Let's read. Exodus 33, verse 2. Yes, please help us.
And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
Hallelujah. The operations of angels, they still exist. Praise the Lord. They still, it says that some have modified the situation in a way, and they worship the angels. But we need not to worship the angels. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. Number three, season of prayer is the season of affliction. Let me put it here, in season of affliction. We are saying that the first season of prayer is when you are in a great personal difficulty. Number two is when you are in great darkness. Number three is when you go into times of affliction, either in the body or the spirit. Praise the Lord. Affliction. Someone say affliction. James chapter 5 verse 3. He says that is any among you afflicted? Obisa question. He says that is any of you or any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is it there? So when you are afflicted, why do you have to cry? You have to pray. You are afflicted in body and in spirit. Now, I'm not saying just just spirit alone, in body and in spirit. So it could be Yaria, it could be anything. Now it says that if any of you are afflicted, let him what? Pray. Now watch this. Is any merry? Let him sing what? Is it there? Let him sing what? Psalms. So when you are afflicted, it's not a time to sing psalms. It's a time to what? Pray. Am I communicating here? Psalm chapter 18 verse 6. It says that in my distress, I called upon the Lord. In my distress, I called what? Upon the Lord. Are you seeing that? And cried unto my Lord. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even into what? His ears. My God. My God. Yeah, that's why there are times where sometimes when you go into a place of prayer, not done soon. You are crying. Hallelujah. In a place of prayer with tears before God. Am I communicating here? And this is scripture. It says that I cried what unto this I laughed. I cried unto the Lord. And the Lord what heard my voice. Psalm 116 verse 3 to 6. I love it. It says, the sorrows of death encompass me. Oh, David speaking here. The sorrows of death encompass me. It says, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and so. You see, sometimes when we are praying, we need to pray on some of these scriptures. Am I communicating? Lay the scriptures there and pray to God. It's like an evidence to him. Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. Am I teaching? It says, I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. It says that, Lord, oh Lord. It's like, I beseech you. It's like, I beg you. I beg you. Deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord. You're born and brand new. Gracious is the Lord. What the hell? Sorry, I won't be ready. Mommy. Do you see? Sometimes when you go into a place of prayer, you understand. Am I communicating here? It says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. It says, the Lord persevered the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. Hallelujah. So when we are afflicted and pain settles in our life, there is a passion to pour our heart, what? All of our heart, not only some, all of our heart, what? In prayer. If there is no passion and feeling in our prayers, there will be little accomplishment. Prayer. And there is no passion, there is no zeal. Because they say it's fasting and prayer. So you come around, thank you, Father. And you open and no passion and no zeal. I remember going with the days when, end times. Some 15 years ago, guy, we were praying. When we meet the desire, the joy, we see ourselves, the joy. Even the happiness that we speak in tongues was so joy. Because we are happy to be together and we speak. I can't remember. I had a friend, he said, let's communicate in tongues. When he sees me, he say, Le bala, but then I also say, man, tini mi kapara daba. there was that joy, but now it's not like that. I say, when we are coming to the house of God, I say, it's by force. There is no joy. And can you imagine when you are coming and God sees your heart, there is no joy, and you have 10 prayer lists, and the whole of 3 years, none of them is crossed. You cannot blame anybody. You have to blame yourself. Am I communicating here? Everything you have been taught, but now you have to what? Practice it. Sometimes even in a place of worship, can you imagine? In a place of worship, No respect for God. Praise the Lord. In a place of worship. I was going for a funeral. I mean, the Catholics, they still do it. They will block their entrance that nobody enters. So everybody is into the spirit and worshiping. Hallelujah. But here it's not like that. Worshiping, people are laughing. They are tapping each other. And we expect that God will inhabit the praises and worship of his people. No, it doesn't happen that way. So dispensation and the Gen Z's have now seen things that is normal. It's normal. Praise the Lord. That even in worship, we cannot even lift up our hands, bow down, kneel down, worship him. Check, it's all in scripture. Praise the Lord. We look at the time where Jacob was wrestling with God. And he was literally fighting for his life. Literally fighting for it. Listen, I want you to tell yourself, I ain't giving up. I'm still going to pray. Say, I ain't giving up. I'm still going to pray. You see, the same desire the same desire we put inside to pray. Saying, I mean, And God will answer that prayer. Jesus, let's move on. You see, if you look at Hannah wrestled in prayer. Is it not true? Hannah wrestled what? In prayer. Jesus wrestled in prayer. Paul wrestled what? In ministry. Even Epaphras. Let's look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 12. Someone say Epaphras. Have you heard that name in the Bible? Epaphras. I mean, it's not tongues. It's there. Please, let's read it. Epaphras. Who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in what? In prayers, that ye may stand what? Perfect and complete in all the will of God. He was interceding. Praise the Lord. He was what? Interceding. Now the ministry of intercession is gone. But the greatest praying done is when we are what? In a place of affliction. And that is most of the time, that is when we also experience God what? More. Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a guy, you know, who, he was a military guy. And one time they went for shooting range. And whilst they were done with the shooting range, then all of a sudden, you know, when they came back, the other guys, they felt like, let's go to town, let's go and party. You know, let's go and chill. Then he felt some sense of direction that he should go into a place of prayer. So he went to a place of prayer. And whilst he was praying, the Lord told him to visit a hospital. And the Lord gave him a name. He gave him the name Pembroke. And he said, he was wondering, because he's not heard that name before. So when he heard the name Pembroke, he was wondering where that hospital was. So he searched and he realized that it was somewhere part of the city. He was shocked when he typed and he realized that it was a hospital. Praise the Lord. Sometime when the Lord speaks to you and give you some names, you wonder, you know, I went for a meeting and the Lord mentioned some name. I was like, hey, that's how the way, not where it was a nickname. Am I communicating here? So then he followed the voice of God. He went to the hospital. And whilst he went to the hospital, he didn't know what to do, but he was following the voice of God. Then he saw a door. They've written, no one is allowed. Then he said, he felt like this was the place he had to enter. Then he entered, no one is allowed there. So immediately he entered there. He realized that upon moving just about some meters, he realized that a door was open. He felt like he had to enter that door. And he entered that door. And when he entered that door, he saw a woman was wailing. She was crying. And then he told the woman, "Can I help?" And the woman said, "Yes." He didn't say, "Can I pray?" He said, "Can I help?" And the woman said, "Yes." And then the woman said, "Are you a Pentecostal?" And the man said, "Yes, he's a Pentecostal." He said, "God, I've been praying that Lord send a Pentecostal to me." And then the woman's child was sick there. And the man touched him and prayed for the child. And for so many hours that the child could not speak, all of a sudden, the child started speaking. And he said, "Mommy, Jesus touched me." That was how obedient this man was to listen to the voice of God and to follow what the voice of God. If he had not gone into a place of prayer, imagine what could have happened. Praise the Lord. So about 2 weeks ago, one of the nurses met him and he said, "Ah, are you the military man that came to the hospital?" You know, and he said, "Yes." He said, "You were the one who prayed for the young boy." He said, "Yes." He said, "A steam roller passed on him and he was actually pronounced dead until you prayed for him." That is just about listening what to the voice of God and going into a place of prayer. Am I communicating here? There are times where you could pick a phone and call somebody and say, "I just want to pray for you." Just by the leadings of the Spirit, and the person will say, "That has been my heart desire all this week. I need prayer." Where is it coming from? It is because you have endured and tarried in a place of prayer. Okay? Obi breakthrough is on your shoulder. You might think, say, it's mostly about the pastors. No, it's not about the pastors alone. It's about you also as a born-again word believer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, "I will pray. I will pray." The next season is the season of buffeting temptation. The season of buffeting temptation. We've said that the first season is when you are in a season of what? Great difficulty. The second is when you are what? In great darkness. The third is when you are afflicted either in body or spirit. The fourth season is when you are enduring the great buffeting of wicked temptation. And we have to battle prayer to overcome the weakness of the flesh. Words like mortify, kill, and destroy are all these things that help us to remind us that we are fighting temptations what in this world. Romans chapter 6 verse 13. It says that neither yield yourself, your members as instrument of what? Unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto what? God. As those are alive from the dead, and your members are instrument of what? Of righteousness. Every part of your body is an instrument of what? Righteousness. Am I communicating here? Romans chapter 8 verse 13. It says that, "For if ye live after the flesh, you will die." It's serious, man. It says you will what? You will die. It says you will die. "But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall what? Live." Am I communicating here? Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 to 6. It says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil hey, Charlie, that word is deep. Hallelujah. Is it there? Pronounce it. Concupiscence. Hallelujah. And covetous, which is what? Idolatry. Hallelujah. Verse 6, it says that, "For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh what? On the children of what? Of disobedience." The wrath of God will always come what? Upon what? The children of what? Disobedience. Praise the Lord. If you remember from Matthew chapter 17 verse 21, the Lord said that there are certain things and spirit that can only be cast out through what? The work of prayer and fasting. And you may be caught that only with prayer. It can only go by what? By fasting. Hallelujah. With the diamisa, and no name ba be kana Hallelujah. With the dear miss, there is no place of prayer and fasting. The kind of praying that will bring the power of God as it did upon Samson, that in the last days he pulled down the devil's temple, is the kind of place where you go into what prayer and what and fasting. Praise the Lord. So it's very important that we mortify what the flesh. We fight against temptations because it's not going to what give us the desire what to pray. And the enemy will bring all these things around our lives. Praise the Lord. 2025, somebody is praying like crazy. 2025, somebody is fasting like crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. When the food comes, close your eyes. This our 7 days fasting. I'm going to pray, Lord, take me into people's homes. Let me see the food they are eating. So when they come, I can disclose it to them. Praise the Lord. We wish God will send angels. Immediately you open the food, the angel will appear. Reverend Tufu. Throw the food away and face you. Hallelujah. The next season is the season of slippery path. The season of slippery path. Jude chapter 24 says that now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding what? Joy. Praise the Lord. With exceeding what? Exceeding what? Joy. Now this is our society where we live in. The pressure is so serious that it gives people the feeling that they have to quit. Sometimes people wake up and say, Mijaya, sorry. Last year, first quarter fasting, I was there. Second, I was there. Third, I was there. Last quarter, I was there. But still, I'm not seeing any improvement. And that is why we are taking our time to be teaching you some mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. There is some area of your life which you have to deal with. But sometimes, it will not only come from your pastor, but it will come from what? God himself. But it will only come when you go into what? A place of what? Prayer. Or a season what? Of prayer. Am I communicating here? Sinning times are praying times. There are times where we have to pray. Sinning times, there are times where what? We have to pray. Ezra, with a heavy heart, confessed his sin to the people. And Jeremiah wept his soul. Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 7. Give it to us. Jeremiah 13 verse 7. It says that Jeremiah wept what he saw for pride of the nation. Is it there? Jeremiah 13 verse 17, sorry. 17. 17. It says that, let's read together. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. And my eye shall weep sore and run down with tears because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Praise the Lord. There is a great power that comes to us when we go into a place of prayer. And it is, please listen, it is marked with deep intercessory prayer with tears. You see, most of us, we don't know how to intercede. All we pray is for ourselves. I'm telling you, this year, go into a place of intercession. Pray for others and see what God will do for you. Am I communicating here? It says that tears even came from. Listen, there are times where I said again, you go to a place of prayer where there is a deep prevailing. And now it turns into tears. And it's not like we're out hope. It's the desire. It's the spirit in you. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. The next season, prayer, is the season of great faith. It's a season of great faith. That's our last season. Season of what? Of great faith. The first season is a season of what? Great what? Personal difficulty. And that is the avenue everybody can pray. When you raise prayer in the church right now, pray by fire, by tender. Every wizard, everybody is praying. Hallelujah. But let's pray for Reverend Sydney. Everybody is down. Hallelujah. The second season is when you are what, in great what, darkness. The third season is when you are afflicted either in body or spirit. The fourth season is when you are buffeting with wicked temptations. The fifth season is when you are on a slippery what, path. And the sixth season is the moment or at the moment of great faith and spiritual accomplishment. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. And this might be perhaps the most difficult time in prayer, when you are high with faith and at the brink of seeing God do something mighty in your life. It is so easy to forget God during these times that we are ecstatic with what is taking place in our lives. Most of the times we see it in our personal lives and we feel some great revival, and then quickly we forget about God. We forget that there is even a time to pray. Am I communicating here? When you have accomplished a lot, can you imagine? God blesses you. You get 7-bedroom house. You buy a limousine or a Jaguar. I like Mercedes Benz, you know. Hallelujah. Me kachira o nyamishira wa wakaimi. Hallelujah. I see some of you are not smiling. Praise the Lord. I am looking at a particular direction. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at someone and say, you will not take trotro for the rest of your life. God is about to bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's very, very relevant that when great revival comes and when we are at the point of all accomplishment, we do not neglect the place of what? Of prayer. We die Bible. It's running by, you know, we need to pray. You raise the prayer. What the baby are? You move left, right, baby are. But when in small blessing, you forgotten about God. Am I communicating here? I knew a guy. He's always in church every week. When he got job, immediately he got a job. Forget that. Sunday cry number. But the time there was no job, Wimpo, I was praying for him. Immediately he got the job. Oh yeah, thank you, Father. You know, like God is on Father Christmas. You know, Christmas he gives a gift, and then the next Christmas you come again. You know, forgot about him. It was all the walls. When Israel was at the place where the walls of Jericho was about to fall, the Lord told them to shout. The Lord told them to what? To shout. It was just about time that Israel was experiencing victory that Jehoshaphat told the choir, begin to what? Sing. Praise the Lord. It was just about the time that David was about to take Goliath down that he shouted. Am I communicating here? Moment of victory, and I close with this, moment of victory requires time of prayer. Moment of what? Victory requires what? Time, prayer. And not prayer alone, but worship. And I'll say this, most of us, we are close to our victory and our breakthrough, but we have stopped praying. When you are at the brink of that breakthrough and that blessing, you have to push it with prayer. Man of God, woman of God, born again believer, there are times where you are close. You need to continue pushing it till what? You see the result. Say, I will see the result. When our faith is at its highest pitch, that is where we even need prayer more. When our faith is at its what, highest pitch. Because I've taught you that most of the time, that is where what, the enemy will come to what, tempt us more. Am I communicating here? And a great question in our walk with God is how far are you willing to go? Now, I want you to just tell somebody, or you can write it down. How far are you willing to go? I think I should have entitled this teaching, how far are you willing to go? Praise the Lord. How far are we willing to go? There was a guy who went to meet a man of God, and when he was wearing a gold watch, and then a man of God told the guy that, "You are proud. Remove the gold watch." Anybody would have gotten angry. Say, "You are proud. Remove the gold watch." And I'm sure the guy looked at him some way, you know, and then he removed the gold watch. And he said, "Let's pray." And he started praying with him. And the guy started praying in tongues. And he exploded in praying in tongues. And then a word of God came from the man of God. And he told him that this is what God is going to do in his life. And God is going to use him great and massively. And that he should remember that wherever he goes, God is going to be with him. And not only that, but God is going to give him a beautiful wife to marry as well. Now the question is that, imagine that when the woman of God said, "Pride Ashoma, remove the watch," and he said, "Wusunewai," and you know, he started cursing the person and all that, and they remove it. All that outflowing of the spirit and prophecy to him would not have come. And that prophecy and that word that came to him was fulfilled. Am I communicating here? So it comes to a time where we need to swallow our pride in a place of prayer. It takes humility that when fasting and prayer is declared, we will come and pray. Every day, come and pray. Am I communicating here? It takes pride to say, you know what, I can do it on my own. I can do it. Am I communicating here? But if we can get past pride, if we can get past worldliness, if we can get past spiritual lethargy, if we can get past all these things, and we understand that if there is a season of temptation, then there is a season of prayer. And the prayer back with fasting brings great accomplishment. Please bow down your head and let's pray.
This has been an amazing life-transforming message from Reverend Sidney Alumensa. Do not forget to share with friends, families, and loved ones. God bless you and Shalom.